Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Funny, and I was like, talk this close to it?
Like a fist away, is what Joe Rogan says.
That's what the samurai said too.
Okay.
He said you gotta hold it a fist away from your abdomen.
Well, just like the samurai, we're doing something just as noble and something that is will be passed down through generations. Because if our children aren't podcasters, there will be some hell to pay.
If we have kids.
You guys are gonna have kids together?
Huh?
You guys are gonna have kids together?
You know, might adopt just for fun. Just for a video.
Ryan, can we mix our sperm together? Like and give it to a woman?
I'm not sure that's how that works.
No.
You mean like it's a 50-50 shot of whose kid it is, but we never truly know, so we love it as if it's our own type of
thing. Even though it's like pretty obvious whose it is. I feel like with you and I, like maybe like, no, I feel like pretty like on the, like instantly we know.
Depends on the girl, right? Because her genes, you know, okay, 50% of it.
If we choose like an Asian woman, then we'd have a very hard time telling whose it is at first.
Or was that your first go-to?
Well, the Asian genes would dominate the white genes.
Yeah, why should she have to be Asian?
Because Asian genes dominate white genes.
Why can't she be?
She could be black.
Why can't she be white?
But I think of
black genes dominate white genes.
They do, but I think of the races, I think Asian, the features of an Asian. You know what I'm saying?
Why is there a Henny and a gold chain in here?
Because Toonmad was here a couple episodes ago.
Did you bring that for him?
No, I didn't bring the Henny for him. He brought that himself.
This is very loud.
He left it here. Yeah, man, you can wear that chain if you want.
I don't want to wear the gold
nice
chain.
It feels nice to wear.
It is. It's like a it nice feels chain heavy.
I'll have some of that Henny.
Do you want some?
Right now.
Do you really want?
Do you like Hennessy, dude?
I've never had it.
It's disgusting. I do not like Hennessy.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Oh my God.
Take a little sip.
Oh, shit.
Tell me what you think, man.
Is this the perfect time to introduce?
This is the best time for.
Do you want to introduce your? Do you want to introduce yourself as you're trying this delicious Henny?
I hate the smell.
In the words of David Letterman, our next guest needs no introduction. Dude, what the fuck? That's so much! Oh my God!
I'm sure the mic picked up the like fucking. He looks insane right now.
Bro, that was like four shots worth of Henny.
I have a flight after this.
That was going to help you get through it, hopefully.
Yeah.
Or do you usually go to like an airport bar before a flight?
No. Sorry. Give me a second.
Ugh. No, I want to get right into the questions.
Yeah, hey, I love the airport.
This is like hot ones.
I went to the airport. I have a had a dry sandwich. Hey, what's up?
You good, man? That was an impressive amount.
I didn't think so much was going to come out.
Like a cartoon ass sound effect. Like when someone drinks like a potion.
It, like,
and we're
like, oh shit, was there like a.
I thought I was just going to get
were
one
you in
shot.
Shock for a little bit of it? Why it so much entered?
You got to learn just to accept it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, once you start it, it's like, you know what? If I just have a little bit, I'm not going to feel anything from it, but I'll have the awful taste. So I might as well have enough where I at least feel good from it. Ryan, taste it.
Oh, I hate alcohol. I hate the taste of alcohol in general.
Then you'll love Hennessy. It's cognac, dude. It's very fancy. Dude.
I can't even remember the last. I think the last time I drank was for a drunk drawing. No, wait. No, I didn't even have any at the barbecue or whatever, right?
Dude, it's delicious. That. It tastes like soda.
Did you have a White Claw or anything when you came over the other night?
No. I like that. It's just really good Foley. You know?
Drink this potion.
It does look like pirate drink. You know what I mean?
That's what the pirates drank at the.
You're not going to hear a lot of glugs. I'm just going to do a little sip.
No, do what he did.
No, God, no.
Oh, why'd you do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's just. It's just liquor.
Hennessy's not like expensive, is it? It's pretty cheap, right?
I wouldn't know.
Because cognac gets really expensive, and I think Hennessy's like one of the cheaper options. Cognac, you like it? Now imagine how he felt.
Well, it's like I if I'm going to get drunk, I don't like doing the whole route where like I take a while with like a lot of White Claws. Like I'm just going to take like a few shots and like be like ugh, for like 5 seconds.
That's how I feel.
Yeah,
yeah. I just, you know, you line up four shots, drink some Sprite, and you're done.
I don't want to have time to have like 10 White Claws to get to where I could with like three shots or four shots.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, man. It's like when you're booking a flight, you don't want to pick the one that has a bunch of layovers, right? When you're booking a flight, you don't want to pick the one that has all the layovers, man, and the connecting flights. You want to get the direct flight, right? The fastest option. Yeah. So
unless you're flying into Greenville, then you'll probably have to get a connecting flight.
No, I have a private jet that takes me from Los Angeles to Greenville. And speaking of private jets, our next guest, you can find him in Epstein's flight logs, Jacob from Off Canny.
Hi. I'm not in Epstein's flight logs.
You can go online and look that up, and that's the records tell a different story.
Do you think he ever just lied and just wrote famous people's names?
He easily could have.
He loved The Simpsons, and that's why Matt Groening is there, even though there are like, stories of like...
If someone pisses him off, he's like, you know, eventually this is going to come out, so I can just be like... Well, Matt Groening, you know, that really upsets me that the creator of The Simpsons is on Epstein's flight logs because...
Getting a foot massage?
I have a Simpsons tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
This is directly drawn by Matt Groening.
It's like if you had a fucking full back tattoo of Bill Cosby, you know.
Well,
oops.
Don't. I'm in the process of giving it. I only want to talk about that after it's gone. I can't talk about it.
There are a lot of people who had Bill Cosby tattoos.
Like a full back.
Like the ones where he's like has his like fist on his chin, you know.
If you get a tattoo like that, and then when you find out something like that, it's like your first thought is it's not. Oh, those poor victims. It's, oh, shit, my tattoo. Yeah. That's going to be your first thought. Remember, like, he did that to himself because it all started when he posted that fucking picture of himself with the cap, the cap, and he's, like, smiling at the, go ahead, meme me.
Yep.
And then people memed him.
Bill Cosby?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
He put out a picture, and he went just, it's like a... With him with like a golf hat or something. He's
smiling
like,
at the camera.
Go ahead and meme me. You printed it out and like just.
I drew a picture of it on our whiteboard. Remember?
Yeah.
Like a very realistic picture of the whole tweet. You know what Bill Cosby did, right?
Like he made like Little Bill.
Yep. He made Little Bill and he also made Cosby Show. Yeah.
Yep. And,
Fat Albert.
The kids say Fat Albert, but also kids say the darndest things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh. Kids, and they do. That's the thing. Kids do say the darndest things.
That's crazy.
And that's why we got Jacob on today, because Jacob says the darndest things. After he's had a half a bottle of Hennessy, you know?
Dude, I just wanted to wake up.
Yeah, man. Fuck coffee, dude. I will just, you know, I wake up, I slam that bottle of Hennessy.
Low-key, that tastes better than coffee. I hate coffee.
Are you kidding? Are you serious?
I think it's gross.
I like coffee when you put, like, cream and sugar and...
when it's like a milkshake?
Yeah, it's essentially
I used to only drink it with, like, tons of cream and sugar. And then I started drinking it black because, you know, the Tucker brothers and I was embarrassed to drink it non-black in front of
Because they're cultured.
Right. So I was like, oh, well, in front of all my college friends, they'd all get it black. We go to a restaurant and I'd be like, but yeah, I'll take it black. And then I just got used to it. And now, actually, I really like it black.
I'm still bewildered of like, because I don't drink coffee often. So like the last time I did, I took a shit and it smells just like coffee.
Is that how it works?
Your piss, too. If you have like an empty stomach and you drink coffee and take a piss, it smells just like coffee.
Maybe
does it taste like coffee?
It does, actually. Yeah, I was about to bring that up. And I'm joking aside, it does. Because there was that one time I, years ago, when I told Jackson Harrison, I was like, I'll give you guys X amount of dollars if you drink my piss. We were on a road trip.
Sounds like out of like a fucking awful like movie about like this influencer who like abuses his friends.
The David Dobrik story.
I'll give you
10 grand if you drink my piss.
I'll give you $1 million if you drink my piss.
Dude, I don't care whose piss it is. I'm drinking.
They don't have any money
dollars
to make it out any other way out here. It's like they got to afford like to eat and
it was
gas.
It actually was on the way on the drive.
They
out
were living
here
on your couch
time
at the time, right?
No, this was on the way out here for them to live on my couch.
Okay.
So they really were starting it empty. So I say, hey, you guys want to, I'm gonna show you how things work out here in Hollywood. You want to make a couple bucks? Drink my piss. What actually happened was I was in the front seat. We just stopped at a bar in Kingman, Arizona, and I had to pee. All I'd had was coffee that day and a beer, and I had to pee, so I pissed in a bottle. And then we did a what are the odds. I was like, Jackson, what are the odds you have to take a sip of my piss? And he's like, I won't do that, but I'll do it for some money. I don't remember how much it was, but I was like, okay. And Harrison was like, I'll do it too. So
he jumped at.
Yeah. So okay. they I didn't believe them. They both took a huge swig, swallowed it, and I gave them the money.
How much money?
I don't remember, but it was
a good bit of money.
It was
enough to make them salivate and drink your piss.
It was enough for them to jump at the opportunity to drink my piss. And then just to make it fair, I also took a sip of my piss.
Did you also give yourself money?
I just
afterwards?
Gave myself some money, yeah.
Yeah.
I just reached
my
wallet.
And pay you.
Yeah. You guys give me that money back. No, I did take a sip, and it's the first time I've tasted pee. And what I'll say is I'd had coffee and a beer, and that's it. And it was pretty clear pee, by the way. So, like, it really didn't taste bad.
Just from having coffee and beer?
Yeah, because, you know, just liquids. It was it didn't taste bad necessarily. It just was a little bit salty, kind of had that pee taste, you know, a little bit. You know, like,
you know. I don't know.
You know,
yes,
right,
you
Jake?
Do, Jake.
I don't know.
You Jacob, do you know. But it really tasted like coffee.
Actually, I have tasted pee before, but it wasn't human pee.
We've all tasted pee. Come on. Everyone's pissed in their mouth in the shower once. I mean, like, just to see what it's like. Yes, you had, Jacob. I hear you in the shower when you're staying with me.
I think I shit in your shower, but that's a topic.
I did do that.
Did you just stomp it down the drain?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It got in my toenails.
Like grated cheese, just stomping it through
the
drain.
I'm going to throw up. Don't suck. I just had a bottle of
I actually did. No, I don't want to tell this story. Never mind.
Why?
Yeah, I already started. And, you know,
I mean, I know. You already brought it up.
You stomped your
obviously,
shit?
You want to tell the story.
Well, it was because it was. No, I did shit in the shower.
When?
In 2021.
Wait, what?
Not like, oh, I'm going to take a shit in the shower. Oh.
Did no, you but, fart and then it sprayed out? You don't have any, you always shit your pants because you're always like, I didn't know.
No, no, no. This
I feel
time,
like I always
no.
know when shit's about to come out of my asshole.
It wasn't that. I knew it was coming, but I was in the shower and this was
wait,
like.
Were you like, I'm just going to shit in the shower?
No, it was like, it was the type of diet where it's like, oh my God, it's coming. And I was in the shower and I was laying on my back, like, because I was sick, first of all. I was sick, okay? I'm laying on my back in the shower, and the water hit me, and I felt it coming, and I knew I wasn't going to be able to get up in time, so I just fucking sprayed in the shower. And it was liquid, so it all just went down the drain. This is the shower that I share with two other people, and I did not tell them about it, but afterwards, I legitimately went in, even though there was no mess, I went in with spray and one of Harrison's shirts, and I just cleaned it up.
That's like a cartoon visual. Like someone on.
I was like this. And it was,
I can imagine their asshole just like.
Oh, we didn't even open, dude. It was just
like someone stepped on a water balloon.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. I was just laying there and just
throwed a water balloon at a brick wall.
But the thing was, once it started a little bit, I was like, I knew there was gonna be more, and I was like, I can't just lay here and shit
for
in
me,
the shower.
I'd just honestly be like, I just go sit on the toilet.
I couldn't make it to the toilet.
That's like my first thought.
I couldn't make it to
my
the
first
toilet.
Thought. What do you mean?
I mean, I've been that. Like, one time when I was sick, I was a kid, I got H1N1. Mm-hmm. And I was just in the bathtub and I just like threw
this
up.
This isn't
shit
that.
In it, and I couldn't move.
This isn't H1N1.
What would you have?
I think I had food poisoning.
Oh, you can get up.
No. Are you guys ever have it where like the diarrhea hits and it's literally like, it's like, oh, and
yeah,
like,
and then I pucker up and then I fucking waddle my
can
way
I be
to the
honest
restroom.
Though, Ryan, you get out of the shower. It's cold, dude. You're dripping
you
water.
Just did it. You could have made it to the toilet. You just decided to just fucking nope. Spray in the shower. There's no way you couldn't have made it to the
maybe
toilet.
Maybe you just thought it'd be funny.
You're like, this is a story to tell.
I was like, you know what? You like tell this one on the podcast.
Probably, honestly, I could see that. Yeah.
I couldn't.
It
make
makes
it.
A good story.
No.
It's kind of like the age old kind of like when you're out in public doing shit, it's like you don't want to like let embarrassment get in the way because it's good for
when you're in private
video.
Spraying shit. I'm not going to lie. There might have been a small part of me that was like, this will be funny to tell the guys.
Oh, I'm sure.
But also like it was really hard to hold in.
Was it traumatic?
No, it was fantastic.
Just, was the shit traumatic? Was it traumatic for others?
You know when like South Park when they shit? It's mm-hmm. like, it was like that kind of. No, it's more like you just like put your finger over like a garden hose and do that a little bit.
Did it unlock something in you? Like, do you want to shit in the shower more now?
No.
Never again.
No.
That was a one-time thing.
I mean, that's a disgusting thing to do.
I
wonder why why is Ryan the heartthrob? It's because I talked about this kind of. I'm like, yeah, I was laying down, sprayed shit in the shower.
I mean, we've both had our fair share of uncomfortably disgusting stories, like me spraying shit onto the back of a toilet.
that I think is in the top three. But who the fuck is that? What's up, Jackson?
How's it going?
How you
doing? I'm good. How are you? Going?
Have you guys met?
Drinking? Coconut?
No.
Something?
Pedialyte.
Yeah.
Oh, you got your second dose. You're feeling a little sick, right?
Yeah, just not sick, just tired.
You want some Hennessy?
He just started the podcast by massive, just like, he was like, I'll have a sip. And then just like, you know, just, this is Jacob though. Jacob Jackson.
Hi.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Hey, man.
Have a good podcast.
You too, bro.
I like his mustache.
Yeah, it's a nice mustache, right?
I wish I could grow a mustache. Big old handlebar.
You shaved since last I've seen you.
Yeah.
Why? I thought I looked good.
I had a panic attack.
The mustache, he couldn't breathe because of the mustache. It grew so fast and covered his mouth and nose. That's like some fucking poltergeist shit right there.
Yeah, I drank some Rogaine and it was like growing over my face.
Oh, so that's actually
body horror.
Fun fact about Rogaine, how they discovered it was it's not a blood thinner. It's it opens up your like blood vessels more. Which is why it makes hair grow, because it like opens up your pores and everything and allows, like, facilitates that. And they used to give people Rogaine in pill form before it was used for hair stuff. They used it as a like a blood thing. But they noticed one of the side effects was people that would take it would just grow hair really fast everywhere because they took it by pill. And they're like, wait, maybe we can use this for other stuff. So I guess if you do drink Rogaine, I put Rogaine on my face to grow a mustache.
Did it work?
It did, yeah.
How quickly?
You remember, right? Like, it worked. I think if I had kept it up, maybe
I also don't know. Like, I feel like you go through stages where you grow it out a good bit anyways, but then you just end up shaving it because you're like, I'm going to try this out again. And then, like, 2 days later, like, you show up to the office, clean shave.
Well,
I don't feel like you go through that awkward stage because there is an awkward stage when you're growing facial hair.
No, when I'm growing facial hair, start to finish, including the finish, is the awkward phase. It looks awkward when I have it. And the internet fucking roasts me to death when I try to grow a mustache. It's pretty intense. So I dyed it because my mustache comes in blonde, so you can't see it. So I got some eyebrow dye. I dyed it. I want to do it again, but just do it black this time. Like, dye it black. So it just looks, it looked fake last time, but it was real. It's with the silence.
I don't know.
I just can't relate.
Yeah, I mean, you have great facial hair.
No.
I would love for you to dye. I really want you to dye
yours. I need
to take
better care of myself. That's what I need to do.
I think you look good.
You look great.
I need to get like learn how to. I need to shape it up. I need to like comb it. I need to like
get some beard oil.
Yeah,
Keemstar, dude. Do like the pointed gnome.
do the Keemstar.
You ever see those like Arabic dudes on Instagram and they have it like perfectly carved?
Oh my god! Yeah, like the line, like right, like the
where it's like you can see the polygonal just fucking like edges.
I'm so jealous of the people that can grow it so nice that like on their face, like the hairline of that is just so just it's beautiful.
They didn't grow it like that.
They cut. No, I know they cut it like that, but it's like a lot of people can do that and it's beautiful. I was watching 90 Day Fiancé last night and there was a doctor,
very handsome.
Very handsome, yeah, from Ghana, and he had that. He had that kind of like.
Was he a young doctor?
40s maybe.
Okay.
Actually, it's funny because the doctor on 90 Day Fiancé, for those that watch it, that Angela goes to become less fat, that's the same doctor that did my hemorrhoid surgery. So that same man has been inside my asshole.
That's awesome.
Before and after the surgery.
That's crazy. I got my LASIK from the guy who did James Charles's eyes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you know he did a good job.
No, he was rude.
Dude,
I never met James Charles, but the LASIK guy, like, I was laying on the table and he just came in and started shoving shit in my eyes.
Did he talk about, I worked on James Charles?
There's photos of him on the wall.
Okay.
It was weird as fuck.
It's like when you go into a restaurant and they have like photos of celebrities that like signed that have been to the restaurant.
Yeah. Like when we went to that sushi place in Japan and there was like Bill Clinton and Obama. And was George Bush on that wall?
I remember Tom Hanks. I remember Tom Obama. Hanks. Bill Clinton, and I remember the Prime Minister of Japan, Abe.
Okay.
And there was a bunch of other people, like Epstein and Jacob was in the picture with Epstein, actually, in the background. And then there was a...
Must have just flown there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you guys had you're always going around the world, just here and there.
Yeah, we were monsters back in the day.
Party monsters.
I love how Chris Tucker, like, was on those planes, too.
Chris Tucker?
Really?
I can't picture it. But, like, it happened, so, like, I'm forced to.
Wait, it was Chris Tucker, Michael Jackson, and yep. Epstein, the three of them.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, they did flights together. Michael Jackson... Bill Clinton wasn't with him, was he? Was
it
Bill?
So. I don't know.
I do know it was Michael Jackson, Chris Tucker, and Epstein.
I feel like Michael Jackson invited Chris Tucker. That's how I picture it in my brain.
Chris Tucker,
I could see that.
Oh, okay.
Because Chris Tucker and Michael Jackson are in that one music video, and they're like doing a bit at the start.
Yep. Because mm-hmm. Michael Jackson loves Rush Hour.
Does he really?
I don't know.
I knew he wanted to be Spider-Man. He was like trying to buy the rights to Spider-Man to be Spider-Man.
Yeah. I want to be the next Spider-Man.
I couldn't imagine that. Tobey Maguire.
He has enough money where he probably could finagle the studio and be like, I'm going to be Spider-Man. Because you know that movie would do great. It'd be awful. But, okay, Spider-Man saves kids. I mean,
have you seen the first Spider-Man recently? It's not like Tobey Maguire was like a great actor.
It's been a while. I know Ryan loves Spider-Man 3.
I love Spider-Man 1 through 3. I think they're like just fun, campy, like superhero movie. They're like the perfect level of camp. And then the third one I hated when I saw it for the first time, but now I appreciate it because it's like a perfect representation of like studio meddling in with someone's vision.
Because like, there's like eight villains.
Yeah, but Sam Raimi's still like putting in all of his goofy shit in there still. I love Sam Raimi too.
I love ad reads.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
But yeah, man, I've the first Spider-Man I saw back when it came out, like what, 2001, maybe? Old. I remember I saw that my family rented a VHS of and we
Tobey
watched
Maguire
it.
Tobey Maguire cry face.
Do you remember when he kisses Mary Jane Watson upside down?
Yep. And she's not wearing a bra.
She's not wearing a bra?
She's not wearing a bra?
No, dude. She's poking through, baby.
You know, it's funny.
The Green Goblin,
last name
too.
Is Watson. Huh? Just like me.
Mary Jane Watson.
She named Mary Jane after a little reference to marijuana, maybe?
Yeah.
I'm going to name my daughter Mary Jane Watson. And then my other daughter, Anna May Watson. Like Anna, middle name May, Anna May Watson.
You're not taking your wife's last name?
Well, that's implying I'm to be married to a woman, Jacob.
Oh, sorry, my bad. You're not taking Ryan's last name?
Matthew McGee. Matt McGee.
M-M.
That sounds good.
M-N-M. Feminist women love M-N-M. Frickin' Aslim Shady. I'm sick of him.
Is this an M-N-M reference?
Look at him walking around, grabbing his you-know-what.
I haven't heard it.
You know who? I played it for you in the car yesterday.
I don't
you
listen.
Said you didn't like it.
This boy loves Eminem.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
He's recited Eminem lyrics on probably the past three podcasts, maybe?
You kind of look like Slim Shady.
Thank you.
Especially with the blonde hair now.
Should I shave my head and bleach it? Like bleach it?
It would be different. You should. And then grow out the facial hair a little. I think that would be a look.
definitely would be a look.
Then start wearing wife beaters. And crosses and shit.
Crosses?
You should just go for the early 2000s Slim Shady look. Just
not Slim Shady, but I was thinking recently. I've been toying with the idea of, like, you know, I'm trying to make more music, but I'm just too self-conscious about it. So I'm like, what if I just make a Sugar Ray cover album? Because that's already, like, made for me. You know, I just got to copy it. And if I do that, then I kind of want to, for a week or two, do my look like late 90s, early 2000s, like Mark McGrath.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe cut my hair short. Actually,
you get a soul patch?
Yeah, well, if I could grow it, I would, but I'll just put Rogaine right there.
No, you can get, like, go to, like, a Hollywood hairdresser or something. Get, like, an actual, like, what they would use in movies. Just real human hair.
Oh, yeah, where they attach it?
Yeah.
Well, like, see, right now, with the length of my hair with the roots, I could cut it to be frosted tips, right?
Yes.
You know? So I could do that. I love Mark McGrath.
You should just do an Usher cover album and, like, get realistic prosthetics so you look like Usher. And wear that for like a month.
Just don't involve any paint.
Well, if I want to look like Usher, Ryan.
I would just refrain from it. But I mean, if you do want to go all the way, Robert Downey Jr.
Tropic
went all
Thunder,
the way.
Exactly,
Tropic Thunder,
yeah.
That's the most famous case.
I forget every now and then that, like, he did that.
Just full blackface?
Just Robert Downey Jr. was in a movie as blackface.
Yeah, so it was
that Eddie. Sounds like a Marvel villain. Blackface. You know?
Yeah.
Does that not sound like a Marvel villain?
Yeah, no, it reminds me of the thing where, like, dudes paint their face with brown skin.
There's Black Panther.
That's the bad guy in blackface. It's just a white
blackface
dude in blackface
versus Black
that
Panther.
They have to eradicate because it's just too inappropriate.
They just can't catch him. He's too slippery.
Yeah, he's just, and they can't cancel him either. They try to cancel him on Twitter. The teenagers try to get him, and they just, it doesn't work. He just doesn't give in.
Unstoppable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did your parents ever do blackface?
No.
I wish.
Same.
I think it'd be hilarious to see my dad in blackface. I would lose my mind.
Pretty good, yeah.
Why?
I don't, because he's a little guy.
Because he's a little guy.
Wait, is your mom or dad black?
My mom's black.
Oh, okay. I thought the, like, joke was that your dad was black.
Is your mom super tall?
No.
Okay.
I'm just a mystery.
How'd you get so tall?
You're just a mystery.
My dad's like, you know, he's like half of me.
He's Jacob's 6'4".
Because yeah. you're like the perfect human.
No, you are. You're really muscular and really tall. Like, you're like...
Like,
you're
everything's big. In proportion.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
Like, when I see you, I get a little intimidated sometimes just because I'm like, damn, he's a good-looking guy.
Oh, this is the first time I'm hearing this.
No, it's not.
No, it's not, Jacob. No.
Most people just call me cute.
You are cute.
Oh, shit.
Well, but you, like, see, Jacob, you got a nice, cute smile. Like, you have really nice...
I've definitely gotten out of trouble with this. I've smiled at cops and gotten away with it.
You have kind eyes.
You have great DSL.
This is freaking me out.
You got wonderful lips.
I'm like kind of off the henny right now, and I look to the left and the right, and there's two people complimenting me.
Yeah.
Does that make you uncomfortable? I see he's twitching his finger.
You're not used to being complimented?
No, not really.
You got
really.
Great hair, too.
Please stop. Please stop.
You're very smooth skin, too. I like it.
I've acted.
Your lips, though, man. I did kiss him. For a video that's not out yet, probably. Mm. No, it's not out yet, no?
When's this coming out?
This comes out in 3 weeks, I think.
It might be out. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Probably shouldn't talk about it.
We kiss.
I can kiss you if you want to check.
Yeah, dude, he has the softest lips of anyone I've ever kissed in my life. And I'm not kidding.
That's crazy.
You want to kiss?
I mean, you can give me a kiss if you want
to. I'm going to come over
there. There's really soft lips, dude.
But, okay, here we go.
Let's see.
Right here? God damn.
Right?
Those are soft.
Well, the video, when we go in for the kiss, I go in for a peck, and he was going in for more of like a makeout.
But then, I mean, why? I'm sure his lips would entice you to just go along with.
Well, it started, it was like, and it was a good kiss, man. I'm not going to lie. And I said, if I could put those lips on my girlfriend, if I could cut her lips off and sew those ones on, I would do it in a heartbeat.
I don't think that would work that way. It'd be like when someone's face gets torn off by a monkey and they rebuild it.
She looks good.
Not with my lips.
They honestly, she should hit you up. What's her name? Sharla Nash? Yeah. Like, I'm putting this out there because she might not know this. Sharla Nash.
I think she had her
Travis
face torn
the pimp.
Off.
I mean, Travis the chimp. He
excuse me.
Ripped her face off.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Remember that famous 911 call?
I know exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Well, he ripped, you know, Travis the chimp. Rest in paradise, you know, got her face ripped off, and they reconstructed it. And I was thinking, you know, maybe, because I don't know if she can see this video, but what I can say is that Sharla, we got a guy here who's willing to donate his lips. They're great fucking lips. Very, look at the color too. Those are like a nice Dr. Pepper.
Excuse me?
Nice Dr. Pepper?
No, not Dr. Pepper.
It's like, Dr. Pepper's like a dark
cola. Well, it's like the vibe. The vibe I'm getting is like smooth Dr. Pepper lips.
Like bubbly.
Like red,
spicy,
smooth,
makes you feel kind of like, ooh.
Yeah, a little bit spicy.
There's a bite to it.
Am I supposed to say something about that? I feel
I don't
very
know. I'm trying to understand his.
Say whatever you want, man.
Yeah.
It's but like the nice fucking, and the best part is these little dimples right here.
It's like I'm back on Epstein's plane.
Yeah. Giving you all those compliments. Epstein loves giving compliments, man.
Great guy.
Yeah. I wonder what he's been up to. I haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah. Whatever happened to him? He was in the news for a good while and then just nothing.
He hasn't been responding to my texts.
Well, that was slander in the news. That was a coordinated hit against him by the mainstream media.
Well, by the politicians specifically.
Because they were pissed off that he had such a cool island. They got jealous.
We want that island.
So they're like, let's make some
shit
up.
We want to have parties with people on that island.
Do you think it's for sale?
I recently read the Wikipedia page for it. It's part of a Greater St. James, I think, or something. It's
because it's Little St. James.
It's St. James Island, and he called Little St. James, or Little St. Jeff is what he would jokingly call it. Yeah, man, he was a cool guy.
I don't think I would want to buy his island if I was a
millionaire. That's the thing, man. It's like,
but it's probably heavily discounted, right?
I'm sure.
Not like it's haunted. No one died there.
People
scary.
Probably did die there. I feel like someone died there.
Like who?
I don't know.
You got to throw out these murder accusations so flippantly.
Dude, don't slander my man Jeff like that.
That's what you're trying to do.
He's still warm in the grave, man.
Well, maybe it wasn't a murder. Maybe someone just slipped.
Whoop!
Wasn't him. He's in South America.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Jeff?
Yeah.
I wish he would respond to my text. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have service.
Okay. I do think he is dead. I don't think he's still alive.
Oh, of course.
But that's the one conspiracy theory that I think everyone can agree on.
That he's killed?
That's not even
that
a conspiracy. No. That it wasn't suicide. It was a murder.
Yeah.
Obvious. Have you seen the autopsy pictures?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you haven't. The way you the said, ones... yeah, you haven't.
Okay. I haven't, but I have.
Well, then why'd you lie to me?
Huh?
I believe
I don't know.
You're just being very aggressive
in this conversation.
I believe the government. Don't come after me. I believe the government.
I'm sorry, Ryan.
The government?
I believe the government. He committed suicide.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, no. I mean, it was just an unfortunate series of events. And I ain't talking the Lemony Snicket books.
They were good up until about 11.
What's his name? Count Olaf? He like does himself up as Jeffrey Epstein in one of the books.
In the first one, to marry Violet.
To marry Sonny, actually.
Oh, God. Come on.
We're talking about Epstein here.
He put Sonny in a cage.
That's what Epstein did, too. Basically, you know, it sucks, but it's what happened, man. The cameras malfunctioned and the guards fell asleep. And you know, that stuff happens sometimes, especially in one of the most,
And they didn't give him his own private cell?
They gave him his own private Idaho.
They gave him a cell with someone who looks like they kill people for fun?
Dude, I'm not participating in this conversation, okay?
I'm just saying it's unfortunate. No, we're saying it's unfortunate that those things happen, so...
They're going to find, like, 2 terabytes of CP on both of your guys' computers.
What's CP?
What?
I don't think I could even download 2 terabytes of regular pornography if I wanted to.
I definitely have.
2 terabytes?
Downloaded 2 terabytes
like
of pornography in your life?
Yeah, I was like...
Is it because it's like you downloaded, like, 4K?
Yeah, well,
or did you curate these 2 terabytes? Or were you just like go on like Pirate Bay?
I watched like the documentary like Hot Girls Wanted, and I was like, man, I feel so bad for these girls. So I was like trying to find porn that's like ethical.
Mm, yeah.
And so I downloaded a bunch, and then you know
to do something good for the world, I just downloaded 2 terabytes of porn.
Now I just use OnlyFans.
Yeah, that's the ethical way for to do pornography now.
Where would you say are the top 3 most ethical ways of viewing porn? Because you did have to like
step one, making it.
Number one, old Playboys that you find.
Old, okay. Because
you know it's like it's already made, it's recyclable.
Okay. Where would you find them? Like just like kind of like out in the streets?
Your dad's garage.
Mm-hmm. I found Playboy. One Playboy. A lot of people have this story in the South where they just find one in the woods. I remember finding one just in the woods randomly.
I think that's a story everywhere. People like buried Playboys in the woods.
Wait, you found it like buried or like you just stumbled upon it?
Just stumbled upon it. It was just
Yeah, dude, that's some dude took that out in the woods. He's like, I got to get away from the old ball. And
why
chain.
Would he leave it if it's so important? It's his alone time. Maybe he left it thinking that no one's gonna come.
Well, you know, sometimes when you watch porn jerk off, like right when you're done and you look back at the porn, you're like, ugh. So you just feel disgusted with yourself.
You think he put all the effort to take the Playboy into the woods, walked in the middle, opened up, jerked off, and then he was like, ugh.
Yeah, dude. Sometimes like
he didn't like roll it up and just like stick it in his belt loop or something.
Or maybe he had to run really fast. He heard like his wife coming. He's like, Jacob. What about do you know what the worst thing is? Like what just makes you feel like just like a pig is like
coming on your stomach?
No, but when you're watching porn and like it goes dark or something and then you just see your reflection in the screen just like it's like
does the porn end? Do you always watch to like the very end where it's like Finn on a porn or something?
Well, I have to usually I
finish like in the middle of a porn video or like watching a GIF.
No, I watch the entire thing.
Even but if and I you only and you time it to come at the very end when the screen cuts to black
because I want to soak it all up and then when fades to black, that's when I can go and kind of
yeah. But no, I usually don't see my reflection when I sometimes like
talk about it, like if you use your phone.
I've never jerked off on my phone.
What?
Why? Well,
that's the place to jerk off.
It's too personal.
What do you mean?
That's where I wouldn't want to be jerking off as like text from mom. Hey, honey.
That actually.
Well,
does
I don't.
Suck.
Well, I don't have notifications turned because I get too anxious with like texts and stuff popping in.
In case you're jerking off.
Just yeah, exactly.
I will say, it is a very like bad feeling when you're watching pornography on your cell phone and then like whoop, like a text from mom like hey honey thinking about you love you
time from like, mom you can see her kind of like smiling looking
and then I just god that's when I busted so hard
of course she's a hot lady
I was
not as mom's fine
my mom hot
yeah
she's pretty she's beautiful
people
she's
pretty from the back all the time
shut the fuck up bro. She's what
What's the phrase? Love to watch her leave.
Yeah. Hate to see her go. Love to watch her leave. So that okay. Playboy.
Oh that, shit.
There's two more.
Drawing your own.
You already said OnlyFans. Should
your
we just
personal.
Put that one in there?
Your personal sex life.
Your personal sex life.
If you get permission, you know.
What if you don't have a personal sex life? Like.
Well, I'm telling
like
you, this
Matt,
is how you do it.
I
ethically.
Guess. Mm-hmm.
Ethically, you know your personal sex life. You know you're hitting her from the back. You turn the flashlight on. You say, "Is this okay?" She says, "Yeah."
Not the camera, the flashlight.
The flashlight.
I'm
first.
Talking about like a this type of flashlight.
You don't want to use the flash on your phone because you know
you want to drain battery.
It's gonna make it like yeah, and it'll make the image yellow. So you hold the flashlight way high up, like you're lighting it.
Oh, mm-hmm. So you're saying like your own personal diary?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's ethical.
Okay, that's ethical.
That is ethical. Yeah,
there's
if
one
if
more
she
form
consents
of,
to it.
There's one more form of porn that's ethical, or like the top three.
It's got to be OnlyFans.
Yeah.
It's got to be OnlyFans. It has a digital footprint, obviously. You know, you're wasting a lot of energy. It's like Bitcoin. But, you know, OnlyFans, you're paying for it. And she's
directly
producing it. She gets all the profit.
Supporting the creators.
Yeah.
In fact, everyone...
But you're a cuck if you support her. You're
Amen.
A beta.
You're a simp.
I'm a Sigma male, actually, so...
Oh. Nice. We know a lot about them. You're a simp like that fucking simp iDubbbz, dude.
Is he not? What?
He's a simp, dude.
He's a simp?
Yeah, he's
Man,
a simp, dude.
Because his GF does OnlyFans.
Yeah, he
does
has she? A girlfriend that works in the sex industry. That
what
means
is
he's
it?
A fucking simp.
What's her OnlyFans? What?
Dude, I'm not... Come on, man. That's sick.
Is there...
That's our friend's girlfriend. Our best friend's girlfriend.
That's right.
Is it more wrong to not help her out by subscribing to her OnlyFans?
See, that's a dilemma.
I feel like Ian would be thankful for you helping them out because they're now engaged,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, congratulations.
So now that money would be... Going to both of them.
It's kind
of
like the wedding registry. Like, yeah, I bought your OnlyFans.
But that's like, yeah, just subscribe to my wife's OnlyFans. That's
what if that was,
that's
they had knowledge. An iPad set up and you just like, put in your information. It's like if you subscribe to our OnlyFans, it helps us a lot more. It's a more sustainable income.
That'd be scary if there were iPads at the entrance of the wedding that you pay for. Like that's your entry fee.
I remember going to like
you have to scan like Apple Pay and shit.
Dude, Apple Pay changed
Dude,
my life.
I can't wait till there's like. You can like scan your thumb. You go to like pay
are you
for
gonna
something.
Get, are you gonna, would you pay to get that implant?
Yeah.
They're going to have that, I bet, one day. Maybe not even an implant, but at least like, I feel like, I don't know, maybe not even a tattoo. I feel
maybe
like
on your lip so you have to kiss it.
Some people have already gotten those chips in their like thumbs. They like got them done themselves.
Billionaires?
Kissing the same
just,
fucking
like, normal,
thing
weird.
Everyone else
did. Normal weird. I did it myself
I
in my garage.
In New York and he's like, yeah, I got my Apple Pay.
No. There's a guy
with a screwdriver, baby.
Jackson found on YouTube. He's a Naco.
What?
A Neko.
A Neko?
What?
So he's like, he thinks he's a cat, like a Japanese little kitty cat. He dresses up like that. Okay, but he's really into Jackson. What's that? You know the Neko guy that modifies himself with the electronics? Oh, yeah. What's that called? What? When you like modify yourself.
Find out after these ad reads. Okay, we're back.
What is it, Jackson? It's not freaking. What is it? Not transhumanism. It is, but basically this guy, like, he's like, yeah, I did surgery on myself and put in
a that little... stuff freaks me out when people modify their body like that. Like, it just makes me...
I feel like it's a great way. Like, I don't think you should have electronics, like, just embed. I feel like that would get infected. Or, like start to go into your blood. Like, hey, where'd the microchip go? It goes up to your brain and fucking...
It's like when you break a bone and there's just pieces floating in your fucking bloodstream. Uh-huh.
My dad, when he was younger, horrifying. Chipped his knee and he would feel like it move around his leg, like the piece of bone, because it would just move around like underneath.
I've never broken a bone.
Me neither.
Or, I think I haven't even had a milk. I haven't had a fracture or anything like that.
I've been hit by a car like multiple times. I'm surprised I've never broken anything.
Just like as a pedestrian or like also in a car?
As a pedestrian, yeah.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. When I was a kid, I was like crossing the street and I was like, oh, hey, mom. And I there was no memory.
You
being
dove
hit.
In front of your mom. Did your mom hit you?
I was crossing the street and someone was just coming way okay, too fast. Okay.
Oh my God, dude. They imagine being his mom, like, hi, Jacob. Every mother's worst nightmare, unless you're Jacob's mom, then it's a blessing. But unfortunately.
Yeah, I survived. yeah, it just clipped me and I remember just like the impact. And then I was on the floor, like, 10 feet away, and my shoes were off. It was concrete. Sorry.
Oh.
I was hit by a car, man.
He flew all the way through the front door. he went, swoop, like, slid.
Like a cartoon.
I landed back home.
right in the couch. The TV turns on.
Like fucking Simpsons.
He crashes through the wall, and it's like a perfect body shape, like perfect Jacob shape.
It was just
shape.
Weird. I apologized to the lady for getting hit by the car, and I just went home.
As you should.
She's like, good. Don't run out in the street like that.
Nah, she was like, oh my God.
Dude, if I hit a kid, I would, like, I oh my God.
She didn't get out of her car.
I'd run.
She was like, oh, I'm sorry, and then left.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I've never hit anyone. I almost, I didn't almost. One time I parked a little bit, like, I came to a stoplight, and I was a little bit in the crosswalk, and this old man was walking by, and he has a cane, and he just stops for my car and just smacks my hood. And I just blew my horn. I was like, what the fuck, man? Because, like, I was not that far into the cross. You know, like, sometimes you stop a little bit too far into the crosswalk. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You're supposed to stop behind it, but sometimes you accidentally.
Or if you're in the right, you're creeping through the crosswalk to make that right turn at an intersection maybe after you've
like,
stopped.
Maybe he was asking you to hit him. You should have just, like, you know, clipped him. Hit him a little bit.
Do it. Hit me.
He was, I mean, I was pissed at him for that.
You still should have ran him over. Obviously.
No, I found out who he was, and I
you
found out
that
his wife
him.
Recently died, so I made sure to really play on that and really get to him.
I'm just saying.
I left him some voicemails.
You could
about
have legally
it.
Run him over.
Self-defense. I was scared.
Spun his meat into the concrete. And you could have said, he smacked my hood. I was afraid. It's why cops can run people over in protests.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid for their lives.
Cops can do that?
Yeah.
God bless these boys in
if
blue.
If someone starts smacking on the hood of a cop car, you don't know if they have a Gatling gun, a grenade launcher, or something. Or
yeah,
or,
you might like have
Iron
have
a
Man's
suicide
chest.
Yeah, so they just fucking barrel right through them.
Sheesh. As they should.
This country rules.
Yeah, well, Jacob's not American.
I am a citizen. I'm an American citizen.
So
I just didn't grow up here.
American. Sorry,
but you couldn't be president.
He's Canadian.
I don't think I could be president.
No,
I'm from Canada.
You have
to be a natural born citizen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Which I'm glad about that because
we can run for president if we ever wanted to.
And I was also thinking, I was like, I swear to God, if Elon Musk is president one day, but I'm like, he can't. He's from South Africa, apartheid South. That's his family got rich. Elon Musk got rich because his family got rich off of apartheid.
Blood diamonds.
Mm-hmm. Other people's mining. Problems, you know?
Yeah. Hey, man, Elon, are you guys going to get Neuralink?
No.
If there's anyone
well,
I trust
maybe.
To put something
I don't even have Google Home, you know? Like, I don't even have, like, Alexa and all that shit. Like,
yeah, start
I don't
with,
have
like,
home.
Using Siri regularly.
I know.
You put, like, a fucking chip in your brain.
Dude, I
still don't use Siri. I have that turned off.
Dude, she's horrible.
I know it's gonna listen no matter what, but I just hate the...
Peace of mind.
Yeah, it's like just a peace of mind thing.
I hate Elon Musk so fucking much, dude.
Why?
Well, for one, he
made Tesla.
That's true. He just tanked the crypto market because he's being a little bitch, a little crybaby.
We don't accept Bitcoin anymore.
Yeah, was that he fucking tanked the crypto.
I don't accept Bitcoin anymore. He moves like that.
Yeah, the head movement.
Sorry, bros. Yeah. Not right now, bros. What I'm about to say might be cringe.
Jacob, you're the guest, so I'm going to ask you.
As you throw
would
up
you
your
find
mouth.
It? Yeah, yeah. Would you find it rude if I like just took a bathroom break real quick just to take a like just a pee would take like a minute maybe.
We can all take a bath.
As long as we like hear it.
Maybe.
You know what? Let's put the ad reads here to space it out more. We can all take a bathroom break and that old ad break can just put a fart sound.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Sure. I love using fart sounds.
I know. Are you going to end this episode with it?
No, I will not.
Okay.
So you're taking a piss and shit? I don't understand.
I'm just going to take a pee.
Okay.
I'm going to go take a shit in the shower. All right, Ryan, how was the piss?
It was good. It was good. Nice, relaxing piss. Not like an aggressive stream or anything. And more Henny.
Oh, my
So wait,
man.
When is your flight?
Like an hour.
Wait, what?
What?
I'm just kidding. It boards at like 6.
What time is it now?
It's almost 3, so it's
fine. You're good. LAX?
Huh?
LAX?
Yeah.
Oh, one thing to take into account, though, you're going to have to be going down there during rush hour.
Yep. The worst.
That's total cringe.
Yeah, dude. Scared me, man. You saw how bad I flinched.
I took a while to like. Man, I didn't try to make a surprise out of it.
I've never met someone who flinches more for no reason than Trevor. Modest kid. That boy, like,
I'll walk by him. Yeah. And, like a gust will go by him and be like, "Whoa,
what happened to him, dude?
What are you doing?"
No, not more than Trevor. Trevor, like, we were all over at my place the other night, and I ordered pizza. I get some plates out of the cabinet, and I hand a plate to Trevor. And he's like. It's like, dude, he's so scared. He's such a pussy, man. Trevor's just a fucking pussy. He came on this podcast, Jacob.
Did he talk about his flinching trauma?
No, he talked about how he likes
prefers
to jerk off.
Masturbate. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And he came on here with Ethan with Crank Gameplays. And then Crank Gameplays fan base canceled him.
What did he say? Like he hates black people or something?
That's
something along those lines.
Exactly. Something. It was a little worse, but yeah.
Feels very in character.
Yeah.
Well, he said...
He used more targeted language.
Yeah, he used more specific
terminology.
Racial terminology. Mm,
cricket.
Yeah. So, you know, that's how Ethan is, though. You know, that's how Ethan is when the cameras are off. And, you know, we all know that at this point.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful saying that. His fans might actually think you're serious.
Oh, his fans...
His fans ain't no fans of ours.
Really?
Well, when they were trying to cancel,
maybe they are.
Okay,
maybe
they were trying to cancel Ethan because he laughed at a joke we made. Mm. And what I thought was funny about it was they didn't try to cancel like us for making the joke. It was like it's super mega. I was like, nice.
So you know where you can get away with.
Yeah,
not for long.
They're coming, man.
The pendulum swings.
The pendulum.
I mean, Bradley Cooper in Hangover. He said the F word.
He did.
Paging doctor.
Yeah.
It was in the trailers. Whoa. It tested so well.
Why'd you say that? I had to bleep it out.
What?
Yeah, you don't have
you
to actually
have to say it.
Jacob.
I had to bleep it out.
Oh, I'm being targeted.
Just like if we started. Ryan always does this to me. He'll be like, whoa, dude, don't actually say the N word. And I'm like, I didn't. He's like, well. We had to bleep it out, but and I'm like, I didn't say it. And then he'll put another bleep. And there's no way for me to prove that like I didn't say it.
You need a video element.
Oh well,
that could easily be worse.
I thought this room would look more like the video that you have looping,
like dark,
a
and
pitch
like,
black
yeah,
room,
nice and chill. And no, it's a very starting therapists.
Yeah, it's a therapy room. We should definitely decorate this more. You know, I want to get a bunch of plants, some cool lights. Let's work on. And maybe I'll decorate it while you're gone, and when you come back. You'll have a brand new. This is the last podcast we're recording before Ryan goes home to visit his familia.
Yeah.
So
get
maybe
to go see Gray.
Ooh.
Get to go see my family.
Dude,
get to go to the
great.
Beach.
That's great.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. I haven't seen my family in 2 years because of COVID.
Okay. I'm about.
What?
I'm not 2 years. I last time I saw him was holidays 2019. So
that's
it's been like
a
year
yeah.
and a half.
That's a while.
And I'm used to seeing them. Like I'll go visit home like 2 to 3 times every year.
Mm.
And so.
Yeah. For me, it's I've only seen my family once since 2019.
Yeah, you traveled.
I did. It was risky. I shouldn't have done that. But I was just at such a low point, so depressed, I had to go home and see my family. I had to get those big lips of Anne's placed directly on my neck.
Mm-hmm.
It's very therapeutic.
Do your parents listen to the podcast?
My mom does. Mm. My dad doesn't watch her. My dad doesn't care about anything I do now. I'll send him like a live action video and I'll be like, hey, because like, you know, I want my father's approval.
I couldn't do that to my dad. I think we're way too vulgar for my dad.
Well, I'll send him like daddy's boy. And I'm like, hey, dad, I'm pretty proud of this one. You watch it? Sure.
My dad would hate text me. He'd find it mean.
Are you really thinking about killing your mother?
My dad's 75 and he found my channel on his own. Because if you just type Jacob with my like spelling into YouTube, it's a compilation of me throwing up.
compilation of me throwing up?
Yeah. He loves it. He's like, you're a smart kid, but you play a great fool. He doesn't sound like that. My dad's
Isn't Jewish. Your dad Jewish?
He's Jewish from New York, so I don't know how to
make that. That was a great impression of a New York Jew. Yeah. Jacob, see, I'm a New York Jew, and I go to mass. Not mass. They don't go to mass. They go to, what's it called?
Ramadan.
Temple.
Temple, yeah. They go to Mecca every Sunday.
You know, I love my dad. I'm so glad he didn't make me chop my penis off when I was a baby.
Well, our mothers made us chop off our penises.
Are you guys Jewish?
No. Christian, but Christian circumcised.
Weird choice.
You know, the thing is, Jacob, neither of us had a say in our circumcision.
Yeah.
Why didn't you stand up for yourself?
I couldn't stand at the time.
I don't think I could even form a thought.
I think I was pretty fresh out the womb.
I think I got circumcised the day I was born. I think like right when I come out, like the first thing they do.
It's best to just do it now so they don't remember. You don't want them to get attached to their foreskin.
Well, they circumcised Ryan without even asking his mom if she wanted it.
They didn't even ask?
Did they? No, remember when we called your mom about circumcision and she's like, yeah, they just did it.
Oh, yeah.
But she was just like, okay.
You know, it's the normal thing to do. You know, it's just like that's what penises are supposed to look like from what she's seen. You know,
you probably have some benefits,
slut.
Though.
Huh? Man,
I roll my shit back to piss, it's so much better. Because normally it like splits streams.
And sex feels better for you because
90% of the fucking nerves.
For us, it's too sensitive.
Is it?
Sometimes. I would say like not to have sex, but like I'd say like afterwards, we don't have that sheath to protect the head of our penis.
Man, what's a fucking sword without a sheath?
It's just kind of like, it's just all there and you're feeling everything afterwards.
Is it like battle scarred? Because it's in your, like.
For me, I'm like, ow.
I do have a pretty significant circumcision scar.
Ugh.
No, it's awesome. I've seen your penis already. I've seen his penis. I saw his penis the first day I met you.
Of course.
I saw Ryan and I saw each other's penis the first day we met.
I've known Trevor since we were like 10 or 12 years old, and I've never seen his penis.
You know why?
Because he doesn't want to show
his
penis.
Has a small penis.
Really, you think?
If someone doesn't want to show you their penis, it doesn't mean that they just aren't uncomfortable with that. It means that they have a small penis.
Or maybe they're just not. They're just not an inherently brave person.
Well, we know Trevor's not brave.
Penis. Exactly. He flinches a lot.
He probably has a hog. He's probably, you know, carrying loads.
I bet Trevor has a pretty sizable penis.
I mean, he's a big guy.
There's a lot of friends. You know what's funny? Like, Ryan and I show each other our penises all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's just fun.
I wish that was a joke. You know, that's not a joke. But there's a lot of people I'm friends with.
I'm more comfortable showing you my penis than I am anyone else.
Honestly, that's true for me.
Like, I don't have anyone else in my life that I'm more comfortable showing my penis to than you.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking.
I actually like would like the least amount of judgment, the most just like comfortable, like showing my penis to a girl is so scary, but showing my penis to Ryan is like
it's like
a walk in the park.
It's like we get joy from it, you know?
Yeah.
There's laughter involved. There's dopamine rushing into our brains, right?
When I see Ryan's penis, my dopamine levels do spike. Actually, I guarantee if we hooked up to some kind of machine, that would happen. Like, when I see your penis, there would be like a whoop. Like, my brain, like, if you were scanning my brain, you'd see it, like, lighting up in certain
places. It's kind of romantic. This is beautiful.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's just what's great about being best friends with you, man.
Just find yourself a friend you can show your penis to comfortably and not feel judged.
First day we met each other, we saw each other's penises.
Yeah.
I've never been nervous showing my penis to a girl, but I would never show it to anybody else.
Why not?
I don't know. It's just easier that way.
Okay.
It's like, you're supposed to see this.
Yeah, bitch, you're supposed to see this.
This is your job.
It's not like I just walk, hey, here's my
This cock. Is what you were created for.
No, dude, I really don't like when girls see my penis. I get scared. I really get scared.
If she's letting you pull it out, she wants to see it anyway, so it's a big deal.
What about when it's like a nurse, a doctor? She wants to see it?
Actually, once I got an ultrasound because I thought I had...
On your penis? See if you were pregnant?
On my balls. They thought I had cancer. It was flopped on my stomach and it was cold, so it was shrinking, and she laughed at me.
Oh.
And I'd never felt more humiliated.
Wow.
Was it like a...
Like, now that's a small cock.
Like, she was like, all right, you need to position like this. And I positioned myself and I was like this. And she looked at me and she went, it's just my like dick shrunk like to a quarter of its size on my stomach.
Man,
it's trying to protect itself.
It doesn't have
a shell.
I had to get my penis examined by a doctor like 2 years ago.
Because of the,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But she just
you were
had
itching for a while.
Yeah, it was bad. No, it was
a fungal infection on your cock.
No, it wasn't a fungal infection.
What was it? It was something like
that.
It
was a bacterial. It was transmitted.
Yeah.
No, but I did have to have a doctor a couple years ago look at my penis. Not because it was like, doc, I think I have an STD, but it was like part of the exam I was going in for.
The penis checking exam.
But normally, when a doctor sees my penis, I just stand up and drop my trousers, and then they, you know, inspects it. What she did was, like, for some reason, she's like, all right, lay down. And, like, she, like, put a light on overhead, and I just had to, like, sit like this with, like, my flaccid cock, and she was like...
Did she smack it with the glove before, like, putting the glove on?
She gotta
warm it up.
When she was done, she went... Give me a little kiss. Dude, but the most embarrassing thing was I, before my hemorrhoid surgery, when I had to go get checked again, like, when he had to really, like, feel around in there.
Uh-huh.
You know, the whole law where it's, like... A doctor is not allowed to see you naked or touch you naked unless there's a witness in the room. So the doctor, same doctor.
Is that true?
Yeah, because...
My pediatrician touched me with no one in the room the time.
Yeah.
It's
a liability thing.
He would cough. Or I would cough. He wouldn't cough. I mean, sometimes he would cough.
Maybe you didn't see the person in the room.
It's a liability thing.
Yeah. Like, all of a sudden when I leave, it's like they're painted to look like the stethoscope and like the jar of like...
They're like on the wall, like with like everything painted on them.
There's like 8 of them.
No, but it's a liability thing.
The ceiling. Okay, that was good.
Because I could, A, it's to keep the doctor from being a little weirdo. And B, it if I'm like, the doctor sucked my dick. There's a witness that's like, no, he didn't.
But what if the witness is in on it? What if the witness also sucked your
dick?
You're
going to have a crazy threesome that a lot of people fantasize about.
But no one will believe you because they'll say you lied.
I would love for my doctor to suck my cock. Big, old, fat Jewish dude.
Oh, my God.
But basically, I go in, you know, he has to, like, look inside my asshole and stick a finger up there. So he's like, all right, Matthew, just bend over this table. And I did. But he's like, all right, nurse. So she had to come in and watch, and she was my age. Very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. And I was like, oh, fuck. Because I was like, I was nervous because she was so cute. And then literally she just had to like stand there. I was like, all right, wow, you've got some hemorrhoids in here. And he had to like stick his finger like all up my ass with some lube.
Did you come?
Yes.
Did he touch your prostate?
I think he did get deep enough.
Nice.
That.
Yeah.
That must happen to some people. You're like getting checked and then you just like pop a boner on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's...
Can't help it sometimes.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, if you nut from your prostate just being touched, that'd be awesome, honestly. Just get
you
the
can
job
be
done
stimulated by your prostate and come through that.
No, yeah, no, obviously, but not, I mean, like, just, like, one touch, like...
Well, if it makes you feel better, it's probably, like, her 15th, like, hemorrhoid thing she saw today. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but she hadn't seen anyone as cute as me.
It's probably better, right? She's like, oh, finally.
I finally get to... She's like, oh, holy shit,
finally,
that's
a
Matt
rich
Watson.
YouTuber shows up.
That's Matt Watson from YouTube.
But
and
she
I
started
get to
taking,
see
like,
bundle.
Photos. Like, she wants a selfie. Would you give it to her?
Yeah.
While you're getting your hemorrhoid checked.
And, like, turn around, like, I'd do it if you couldn't
you're,
see
like,
my butthole
ass up
in it.
In the air.
But, like, if my butt was censored, yeah.
That'd be terrifying if, like, someone walked in. Like, your doctor was checking your hemorrhoids and the nurse came in and she was a fan.
Oh my God, hold on.
I have...
Okay, I'll wait.
The closest thing to that was I was getting my hair cut once a couple years ago, like 2 years ago, and the hairdresser was like really asking me a lot of personal questions.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had known this woman for a while, and I'm starting to talk about my parents being divorced, so I started talking about like very personal details of my parents' divorce. I've been like, I have all this conversation, and then I get up at the end, and then the girl next to me is like, hey, before you go, can I get a picture? And I was like, oh, my God. She literally just, like, heard everything. I talked about my parents' divorce and like intimate family issues and shit. And I was like,
I guess she didn't want to bother you during the haircut.
Well, because she really had to listen. She was writing it down on her phone.
All right, Dale, trying to get custody.
Custody of his adult children.
So, sir, you know that's not how that works, right? No, I'm getting custody of my 25-year-old son.
After they turn 18, they're no longer yours.
My sister, what? My sister's about to turn 30.
So wait, are kids just parents' property until they become 18?
Yeah.
Are they just like legitimately property?
It's like a car.
Yes, that's how it works.
Depreciating value as they get older too.
That's crazy.
Legal guardian, man. You know what's weird? Technically, we could get someone and be their legal guardian.
What's the age limit to be a legal guardian? 21?
No, I think as long as you're over 18, right?
You should just adopt a 17-year-old. So you have 1 year with like your own.
With our own kid.
Yeah. Just keep
we could have done that with Justin.
Oh, man. There was a point where we could have been Justin's legal guardians.
Darn.
His dad's, man. What about he wants to come on the podcast. Nicholas Cantu. He's the guy that voices Gumball.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know who you're talking about now.
I think he's 17. So we could adopt him until he turns 18.
Is he not 18 by now?
I don't think. I think he's 17.
Because his voice changed. And it's, I guess, yeah.
Well, usually people's voice changes before they turn 18.
Yeah, but it sounded...
There's multiple voice actors for Gumball.
Oh, what?
Really? Yeah, there's one from the beginning and there's one towards the end.
I thought it was the same person.
No, nah, because the first kid got old.
I thought that's why they kept...
Finn from Adventure Time.
I thought that's why they... Wait, Finn was the one who had the same voice actor all the way through.
Yeah.
Okay, that's...
Well, Nicholas, wait.
There's two Gumball voice actors. I could be smoking cock right now, but...
No, Finn, it's all making sense in my brain. The person who voices Finn, that's who I'm thinking of in terms of, like, their voice changing and then,
yep,
like,
he's 17.
Going along with the show.
September 8th, 2003, voice Gumball.
There were two voice actors for Gumball.
Really?
Yeah, I know, because someone I know dated the first one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Any fun stories?
Hey, any stories about his Gumballs?
Any Hollywood gossip? Come on.
It's not my story to tell.
I know. But if you wanted to share them with the world right now and embarrass anyone.
I think it was when they were kids, so it's like...
Oh, that's...
Well, we're not the ones telling the story, so it would fall on you, but... Actually, it was Ethan. It was Crank Gameplays.
Who voiced Gumball?
Who dated the voice of Gumball.
Who told Jacob the stories he's about to tell about the miner.
Oh, yeah.
So take it up with Ethan.
Ethan was saying
it's kind of hard to retell. It's just riddled with slurs.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't really ever repeat anything Ethan says off camera to me because
he's a completely different person off camera.
Oh my god! You know, on camera he's so nice and he's a little Eve.
Yeah,
he's got his painted fingernails. And he's got his big smile.
He's like a teddy bear with some of the stuffing taken out because he's not like a big dude. Mm-mm. You know.
But he's really good at hiding his height on camera. He's like 4'2".
He's like a stiff teddy bear.
Yeah. But then off camera, he's kind of like a teddy bear that's been chewed up by a dog and buried in the backyard and rained on and everything.
It's kind of like an evil Vern Troyer, RIP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Ethan is pretty similar to Vern Troyer.
RIP Mini-Me, dude.
Is Ethan like Mark's Mini-Me?
I wish they did a video where Ethan dressed up as Mark.
I saw a face-apped picture of the two of them combined, and
does it look like the same person? Does it look like a real person?
Yeah, it looks like, I was like, oh, wow.
I like the people.
Have we ever combined ourselves on FaceApp?
People have done that on our subreddit. Have you ever seen those pictures where it's like, this is not a real person. It's just like an AI-created person. I'm like, I'm pretty sure there's someone who looks like this.
Nope.
There's people who look like you. There's people who look like all of us somewhere, I'm sure.
Mm-mm.
Not like identical, but like enough to where people would be like, is that?
Well, one time I was at like a mama's pizza when I was a kid. The guy showed me his kid and he looked exactly like me. It was one of the most terrifying experiences of my life. He's like, this is my son. And we were the same age.
Did you have like the same like fashion?
We had the same glasses, the same haircut. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
That's weird.
I think I'd be freaked out, especially as a kid, because your imagination is just like so much more. I'd be like, there's a clone of me out there.
It's coming to kill
me. Did my parents
clone Never went back to that mama's pizza.
For that specific reason.
Yeah,
that's why you got to go to CeCe's Pizza.
That guy also hit on my mom.
Wait, who was it that said,
is your mom attractive? Awesome. Could you understand why he would?
When I was a kid, people would hit on my mom a lot.
So you're answering with yes.
When I was younger, yeah, my mom was a baddie. She had that thing, you know?
Not anymore.
Baddie.
Does she not keep
it
up?
She had that
She's
thing,
old
dude?
Now, you know? And you know, COVID, it hit us all.
Oh yeah.
Jacob's mom's a little baddie. So
hasn't hit you.
Dude,
hasn't hit you at all.
I feel like I gotta work out.
You have to work out.
Yeah.
Dude.
I mean, in a lot better shape
for before. General health, I'm sure. But in terms of physique and look, you're golden.
I'm still like,
you're ready, you look to go
great,
out man.
When you took your shirt off for the video and you're all self-conscious like a little bitch, I was like, you look great, dude. What are you talking about?
I'm still like, I need to wear a black t-shirt at the pool kind of vibe.
That's literally, that's me. That's I should be that guy.
Yeah, but you're good looking.
Mm.
I feel like you have a striking eye contact. You have great hair. You have a nice beard. Framed your face well.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like when I look at myself,
Ryan,
I've said this many times, I see like a thumb with like a beard and like a, you know.
I think that's everyone though. You look in the mirror,
I see
and you're
like a head.
I see a Halloween decoration when I look in the mirror.
I see like a pear shape, you know.
No, dude.
No.
I see a beautiful fucking hunk.
You know, it's good to have friends where we're all, you know, we may be down on ourselves, but.
Well, everyone is a self player hater.
Yeah.
And you know who really can't believe it, but it's so like Trevor's so handsome. I think
he'll never get over
Trevor him. Is one of the most handsome men I've ever met, I think.
Yeah.
And you know, most people disagree with me on
and
that.
And you've met Jason Momoa.
Uh-huh.
You met Jason Momoa?
Uh-huh.
When?
Last year. We hung out. What?
Just good times.
It was great times. Who's Jason Momoa?
Aquaman?
Oh.
He was
I went out with Jason Momoa to Samoa and had mimosas.
I don't know.
He was a
Dracula.
It's something like that. Where it's like he's the count. He's not count something. He's like Crod.
Dude, he played Crod.
Dude,
Crod Man Dune.
Yeah, hey,
you ever seen Crod Man Dune?
No, I don't.
Am I the only person that watched Crod Man Dune? Where's my Crod Man Dune fans?
I went to Samoa with Jason Momoa, sipping mimosas, eating samosas.
You know, Harley Davidson is using Jason Momoa to help sell their culture.
Harley Davidson?
Yeah.
Harley Davidson culture?
Yeah.
That's huge culture, dude.
Just like motorcycles and shitty t-shirts.
Leather.
Leather.
Riding without a helmet.
You know, it's like the straight man's leather, leather daddy
like
stuff.
With like a half helmet, but you should always be wearing a full face helmet.
Ryan, please get for your bike just one of the helmets just has a big spike.
So like when I go through someone's windshield, I inhale their like fucking cranium.
Yeah, if they're taking your life, you're taking theirs.
Yeah, I'm taking you with me.
That's my favorite thing, Spoonie.
That's why
ever
I have said. A giant spear like that I always carry on my bike.
Like jousting.
Like
hey,
a jousting.
If I crash, you're going with me.
That's literally Mad Max.
So it's like if you Max. Cut me off and I die, you're gonna die too. That's why Ryan keeps sticks of dynamite on the back of it. Very delicate sticks of dynamite. So if he crashes, you know, you blow up too.
It would look sick. Can you imagine you're on the highway, you see someone else's.
I've always wanted to see like a big explosion. Yeah.
You could create one.
Could.
There's this place like 3 hours out of like where I live in Texas where you can shoot like tank rounds and like M4 rounds and things like that.
We were looking at a place like that to drive a tank at once.
Yeah,
it's called driveatank.com.
Yeah, well, we were going to do a video. We were going to go do a video where we were like going to go drive tanks and shoot them and shit and shoot machine guns. But I think it was in like Minnesota. So
yeah,
we could still do it.
It
was during COVID, so
fun.
We could fly out.
You should come to Austin. Stay with me.
Okay.
Go drive a tank with me.
I would love to spend a lot more time in Austin. We only
Austin's
got to spend
awesome.
Like a day.
Austin Motel, dude. Great fucking cool place to stay.
You know, I was being stupid because like I was doing that thing where I was trying to be responsible about looking at what I eat. So I didn't eat that much when we were in Texas. I would like have a meal.
That
I was like,
been
counting my
place.
Calories.
Yeah.
And now like I still look the fucking same. I actually didn't put in the fucking amount of effort that I should have. So it's like I should have just enjoyed that food. But now when I come back to Austin, I'm definitely going
to
enjoy some.
You got to go to Franklin's.
You got to take me.
We did.
I haven't been. I still haven't been. It's like a 3 hour
wait. Jackson, did we go to Franklin's in Austin? Oh, was that the place with the line that was like 6 hours?
Yeah.
We stood in line for a little bit and then bailed because
you have to go in the morning.
Wait, they brought bread that was really good.
You got to go in the morning. You got to wait like 3 hours before and then you'll be good.
They weren't open
yet. So you still have to wait for 3 hours.
You have to wait before they're open.
They weren't open and the line was 3 to 4 hours. And I was like,
Did you go on a weekday or weekend?
I think it was a weekday.
Shit. It reminds me of
you gotta just make that. You gotta make it worth it.
What's his name? He has a place. It's like hot chicken in downtown LA. What's
Roscoe's Chicken Waffles?
No, not Roscoe's. Hold up 1 second. I'll try.
Dave's Hot
it.
Chicken.
It's like
Gus's.
It's like someone's name.
Michael.
No. Michael's chicken.
I mean, it starts with an H, maybe. Hughes. No, not Hamoud? Hughes. Hamoud's hot chicken. Downtown Los Angeles. Howlin' Ray's.
Oh, Howlin', yeah, dude. Ray's. That place, I have never been, but the line, it's in China.
I had it once. Chinatown. It's good.
The line is fucking crazy.
Is it good?
I liked it.
I'm at it.
Was it worth the wait?
I went at a time where I only waited for like, I'm going to say only, but it was like an hour, hour and a half. Mm-hmm. I just got lucky. And I know sometimes the line can be 2 to 3 hours, like pre-COVID and all that too. So like, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the experience of waiting in line, having conversation, just relaxing, then getting the food and then enjoying it. And dude, it wasn't like not worth it.
Fuck it. Just bring the iPad with the big blue case.
Yeah.
Throw on like 2 episodes
bring a
of
lawn
True
chair.
Blood. Yeah.
That's what I need to start doing when I like know I'm going to have to sit in line. Like, why
bring a wheelchair,
I?
Dude?
Like, what am I afraid of? People are going to be like, oh, he's lazy. He's not standing.
No,
like,
they're all going to be jealous.
Yeah, that's why they're all going to be so upset.
I think at Franklin's, they have like a big stack of lawn chairs.
They do.
Like, really? Yep, mm-hmm. Come sit down.
It was scorching hot that day, too, I remember. We were waiting in line. So we waited for like 30 minutes and we're like, you know what? They did bring out really good bread. I think it was bread.
The brisket
everyone.
Apparently is really
good. No. They brought out brisket. They brought out like barbecue, like little
and you got
samples.
A little piece of it?
Mm-hmm. For people in line, which was very smart because they're like, more where this came from inside.
Fuck it. Just come down, drive a tank, wait in line for some brisket.
I'll drive my tank to Austin from LA.
I want to go to the Alamo Draft House. That's open, right, in Austin?
Yeah,
that's
you can
down.
Rent it out for yourself.
There's
too.
One here,
it's
too.
It's $150. You get the whole theater yourself.
Should we all just rent it out?
Yeah, fuck it.
Watch a movie?
They have a list, though. It's like Kung Fu Panda 3.
Wait, they have a list that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to pick, like, you can't
because
just
Because you can't...
You
there's, like, laws where you can't just show any movie in a movie theater.
But I paid for it.
Doesn't matter.
But it's my money.
Wait, what about... Can we just have a day of watching Super Mega in the movie theater?
I think you could. I remember when I was a kid, they hooked up Halo 3 on the theater at, like, someone's birthday party.
Or Wii Sports in a theater, dude.
The delay is horrible, but it's so fun. Because it's massive, right?
I remember one of the employees for... Because I had a birthday party at a movie theater. Mm-hmm. One of the employees put in, like, Guitar Hero and was just playing it on the big screen and shit.
That's awesome.
Really, and we also played Call of Duty. I want to say it was, like... Not the most recent World War II one, because I was a kid when this happened. It was like, was it just called World War II? Or World at War?
Yeah,
World at War, I think. Yeah. I think they had that on the big screen.
I'd love to play old school RuneScape on that.
I think I was 14 at the time.
We should run a theater soon just and play video games all day.
Okay. I mean, round one in Burbank is open.
And I
want to go.
We haven't been yet because the week it opened was the week COVID lockdown started.
Yeah,
but it's open again. So if you guys go to the round one in Burbank, maybe you'll see me and Ryan hanging out.
Not anytime soon because I'm going to be in South Carolina, of course.
That's what we're saying. We're just saying that so we can go enjoy it without those pesky little fans.
What's round one? I don't even know.
It's an arcade where they have bowling. You can just get drinks there.
They have food, bowling, karaoke. But the main thing is the fucking massive arcade. They have like every fucking game ever, and you can win tickets on a little card and everything. Mm-hmm. And then there's also like if you want to play like pool or darts, whatever. But the karaoke's fun. It's just a really big, really big arcade, and it's super fucking fun.
Next time you hear, we'll go. Shut down with COVID.
Oh well, they built a brand new one, and the week it opened was the week that the lockdown started. Oh, so they just opened it back up. There's a bunch of them around, but this was all the ones are really far away, like City of Industry or Covina or wherever, so it's like it takes forever to drive there. Mm-hmm. But this one, it's in Burbank, so ain't too far. So basically, next time you're in, are you coming next weekend too?
Coming next weekend for just like a couple
three
days.
Weeks. You're flying out 3 weekends in a row.
Yeah, and then maybe the one after that, and then early June first weekend.
My man's hustling. He's got some videos lined up. He's been doing it.
They're exciting. I love shooting. I love shooting. It's so much fun.
They're cool videos. I'm excited. You should do one with Ryan where I actually did have an idea for one you should do with Ryan. I'm trying to remember. You should take Ryan you guys should go deep sea swordfish fishing.
Deep sea spear fishing.
Why don't you guys go like shark cage diving?
Shark cage diving?
Go into a shark
Sharks
cage.
Are like the ocean in general. I'm just
terrified.
Would
terrified
you ever do the shark cage with me?
For a video.
We should, how about...
For a video,
let's all go skydiving for a video.
Yeah.
Ted wants to also, right?
I'd love to go skydiving.
I told Ted he looks like real life troll face.
I have this, I don't know what to call it, except for like McGee luck. It's not good, but I just feel like I have that. Like it would happen that I'd have the trainer that's like having trouble with his wife at home. I'm strapped to him and he's not paying attention and he pulls a cord and I just fall clean out from under him. He still has his parachute.
Dude, he slept on the couch last night.
I have great luck. My trainer's going to be like a world Olympian.
He's going to like be, okay, this is our new trainer. He's an Olympian. He's been doing this since he was around 5. He did it illegally, but you know, it's...
Ryan's guy shows up like drunk.
off of a bender.
He pulls the cable that just detaches Ryan.
He's like right before we jump, he's like watching a video of like his wife cheating on him on like the home ring camera or some shit.
He nosedives and he's just like ear attached. To him.
Yep,
I'm like, taking you with me, boy.
He's like drinking as he's falling.
Fucking bitch.
I had a dream last night about that where I already told you, long story short, part of my dream was Neville from Harry Potter. He was falling off a cliff into a crocodile's mouth. And as he was falling, he was like chugging an entire bottle of liquor. And then he fell into the crocodile's mouth and died.
Why would you chug the bottle? Like, you're not going to get drunk.
Hey, man, he's going out it looked like the bottle of Hennessy. I don't know what it was. It was just dark liquor and Neville.
I do like the sound of Neville was drinking a bottle of Henny while diving into an alligator's mouth.
Yeah.
Was song playing? Was it in slow motion? No, it sounds like a Zack Snyder.
He was slow motion, but he was speaking up to the camera because it was from like a Harry Potter movie.
I love you, Matt. Keep following your dreams.
He was like,
I'm Neville from Harry Potter.
Hey, Matt, follow those dreams, man. I'll see you on the other side.
By the way, I played Neville in Harry Potter.
I wish, dude. I had some weird ass dreams last night.
You're lucky, man. You describing vivid dreams just seems so
fun.
I was
describing my dreams to him. I had one dream where I like was turned into like a tweaker and I entered this really weird like compound that was like 50 stories tall and I was going through the different rooms while tweaking and it was weird because the rooms were like, I just had weird dreams last night.
The most recent dream I had, I rarely have dreams that I can at least remember, I guess.
All right, Martin Luther.
But I had a dream.
But it was Neville was falling off the cliff.
This one wasn't about civil rights, unfortunately. I'm not
everyone
king.
Has their rights right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, rights are done. Racism.
You have your rights, right?
Yeah.
As a Canadian?
I can sit anywhere I want on the bus.
That's awesome.
Also, I mean, JonTron said racism doesn't exist in America today.
He also said, like, black people are ruining the gene pool or something.
Oh, dude, don't worry. Last time I said something JonTron said, which was literally just a direct quote, I got plenty of angry JonTron fans.
I don't watch JonTron.
Why not?
I don't like him.
What?
Yeah.
You're willing to say that on a podcast so bluntly where people can tattle?
Hey, man.
You don't care?
Oh, they love to tattle.
What if he cries?
If I make a joke about JonTron, they tattle.
If you hurt
him.
His feelings, would you care?
Not really. I mean, I don't know the guy.
Okay.
But I don't like him personally.
Okay.
Why? Because the racist stuff? Or
mostly, yeah. I also just like, I don't like pixel art.
Don't you think white people should have an ethno state?
Yeah, isn't that Israel?
That's, no.
I'm Jewish. I'm allowed to say that.
Dude, you and I are about to throw hands.
Yeah, Ryan's Palestinian.
Really?
Man. Also,
if we
guys,
shake hands, then it's like,
dude,
whoa!
We solved the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Well, you're not Israeli; you're Jewish.
I almost took my.
But still, you know, he has a claim to the land.
Whatever, yeah.
Your birthright trip?
Yeah, I almost took it. It's like a free trip. They try to get you to like marry
to
like an IDF soldier.
Wait, what?
They like send you there.
You
and
marry
they,
a soldier?
They send you there. They pay for the flight. They pay for everything,
they
and they like.
It.
They put like pretty ladies around you.
I was picturing like bearded Israeli soldiers.
No. They make
they, like
all
marry
them,
you to
dude,
them.
Dude, the IDF is awesome. What?
Yeah, it's like totally swagged out or whatever.
The Independent Dad Foundation. It's for single fathers to put them back on their feet. It's awesome. It's a great thing. My
dad's
my
part dad got custody of me when I was 23 years old.
25. Man, the IDF is... Okay, first of all, IDF is gay. Second, real bad timing,
gay,
unfortunately.
As in like a negative thing?
No, like they're very happy people.
Okay.
Real bad timing because like we shot the mailroom number 25. We shot that like a month and a half before it came out. And I was wearing a t-shirt someone sent that has the cast of Five Nights at Freddy's, but it says Israel on it. Coincidentally,
I've seen comments that are like, great timing.
That video came out the same week as the current Israeli-Palestinian conflict was exploding.
That shirt? Like, what's the commentary there?
Well, man, I was making a statement by wearing the Five Nights at Freddy's Israel shirt, you know?
Living in Israel.
I'll let you guys piece. I'll let you guys figure it out yourself. But
being a Palestinian is like being purple guy in Five Nights at Freddy's. Mm-hmm. You're just misunderstood.
Who's purple guy?
What? What do you mean
who's purple guy?
I just played the first one and the Gmod map and I got scared.
And you never saw purple guy?
Who's purple guy?
Have you ever heard of Filthy Frank?
You actually do. There's a bunch of Purple Guy MatPat videos.
He makes a lot of Five Nights at Freddy's videos.
MatPat? Still?
I think so, yeah.
No way. He still makes Five Nights.
Have you seen Food Theory? He has a new channel.
He has a lot of theory
channels.
Food
Theory.
Yeah, he's like,
what food theory?
Well, one of them, he's just
how did the hot dog come to be?
He was wearing like bread gloves from Panera Bread the whole day. I think that was the theory.
Does eating a hot dog make you...
Is it
Freddy Fazbear?
Is it kind of like how, like, if Super Size Me were like an episode of Food Theory, like, for example, he has gimmicky ideas that he's like,
dude, I love Diet Coke.
That's it?
And then he'll drink a lot of it.
What happens if I drink Diet Coke for a week straight nothing else? Is that like what it is?
I'm not a food theory head. I'm more of a movie theory guy, but.
3 million subs.
Food Theory?
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
And we can't even reach one.
You guys are going to make it.
The disturbing lore of the M&Ms. Food Theory. You're eating pasta. Wrong!
Was it all caps?
I'm eating pasta wrong? How am I supposed
to eat? Theory. We are running out of ketchup.
Are we? Are we running out of ketchup?
Ketchup is literally a renewable resource. You can just grow more tomatoes.
Mm. Grow more ketchup.
But what if you run out of land?
We're not going to run out of land, dude.
Do you see all the mountains that we still have?
Arizona?
To conquer here in California?
To conquer? We just flatten them.
We blow them up.
Just nuke them.
Need more tomatoes.
We need more ketchup for our burgers.
President's
going to Nepal.
Biden's looking at his phone. He's like, oh my God, we're running out of ketchup.
Let's go level Nepal. Get rid of all the Himalayas and plant some ketchup. Mr. Biden, it!
It's not U.S.
Well, that's never stopped us before.
Hasn't.
Hawaii. Yeah, they stole that. They parked
pineapples.
Parked a Navy ship at the. They aimed a cannon at the castle, and they're like, "Give us Hawaii."
And it's ours now.
Yeah,
and it is.
Are you trying to say it's not?
It's not. I mean, it is.
It's a state.
My great.
It's U.S.
Uncle.
Territory.
What a weird state.
Okay. Then why doesn't Hawaii go defend themselves then?
Oh.
Did you see that they like recently said they discovered like the UK or something like that?
Wait, what?
Like some native Hawaiians showed up in the UK and they're like, "We found it."
No, well, they claimed it. That's how it works, right? That's
isn't
how it
that kind of what
days.
Like has always happened though? Like when Christopher Columbus came, there was already like millions of settlers here. He's like, "I found it."
He's like, "This is India."
Yeah, but then he got the show them Manifest Destiny, moving out to the west on the Trail of Tears.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The Manifesto,
and they made him really sick.
He didn't make him sick. It was an accident.
They shouldn't have been
accidents
so,
happen.
They shouldn't
when
have
you're
been
conquering
so
land,
dude. They shouldn't have been have such weak immune system.
Do you know the natives were like terrified of horses?
I thought they rode them.
I thought they rode them, dude.
Yeah, but when they first showed up, there's no horses here, right? So the first time they saw the horse, they're like, "What the fuck is that?
That's a weird looking dude."
But then once we showed them how to ride horses,
yeah, then they're like, "Yo, this is my."
They
shit.
Were action heroes.
They were way better at
they
it.
They stood on them and like fired arrows.
Were they riding
shit,
horses
like Legolas
before we got here?
There were no horses in America.
I thought horses were wild native in America.
They were terrified of horses. I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure horses are native, like to America, like stallions.
Maybe my history teacher in ninth grade lied to me.
I have pictures in my head of history books of Native Americans riding on horses.
Because
horses existed in North America as recently as 12,000 years ago.
How long ago was that?
Definitely not before.
Hey, can you just like.
Horses are native to North America.
This is really
45 million year old fossils.
No way. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I got lied to.
Wait,
you did.
Did America have horses before Columbus? Columbus did not introduce horses. The original theory accepted by the Western world was that there were no horses in Americas prior to Columbus's arrival in 1492. The Western world concluded that all horses of Native American people were, therefore, descendants of horses brought from overseas. But there were horses in Native culture before the settlers came.
Dude,
2 million years ago,
literally was operating
first
with like false information. Thank you.
You were part of like.
I was part of a cabal.
The white man gave everything to people. You were, you know.
I need to listen to more Dr. Umar, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Or who?
Dr. Oz, actually. Great doctor.
Didn't he like cure eczema or something?
No, he's not even a real doctor.
Oh, my
bad.
He's
a television personality.
What about
who
Maury?
Doesn't even have a doctor?
Maury's a doctor.
I would trust Maury more than Dr. Oz.
Is Dr. Phil a doctor?
Yeah, he is. He has a doctorate in TV production.
Ryan, you saw him that one time in his big black Escalade.
Yeah, with his like golden retriever.
And you waved him, and he didn't. He just.
Yeah. He's Dr. Phil. I was just some kid I was fresh out of high school. Like, this is my parents went, now, do you want to go to Europe or do you want to go to Los Angeles? And I went, Hollywood.
Made the right choice.
I know. I definitely made the wrong choice.
Have you been to Europe?
No.
I've never been either.
I've never been.
We should go.
Okay.
Let's go to Europe.
This year?
Yeah, let's do like maybe August.
Not this year. No way.
Really? Wouldn't they be cleared up by then? Well, probably not.
I feel like
maybe the
travel to that extent is probably going to be until next year. Mm. But like we can travel comfortably now within the States.
We were
right?
hoping to do Japan vlogs later this year, but now it's looking like with Japan's new COVID surge, because they got the Olympics in 2 months.
They're going to cancel that
again. Yeah. They're still calling it for 2020 Olympics, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oof. It's not looking good for them.
That's a lot of money they
only
spend,
like 1%
you know?
Of Japan is vaccinated too.
Why
Which is
that?
Weird.
We've actually I think we've done a decent job with the vaccination rollout.
Of hoarding all the vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Taking them from other people.
I know a lot of people aren't even getting their second shot. They're just getting their first
Why?
Shot and they're just like not doing the
you,
second one. Like
I read a thing online.
Like you know of people or you've read that people or you know people.
I read that.
Okay.
It's very bad if you just get one. It doesn't really like mm-hmm.
gotta get both of them. They're free.
Yeah. What? It's free for me to be microchipped by Mr. Gates himself?
Yeah.
Poor Bill, man.
I would do it. Why not?
You know, Melinda is about to be back in the dating scene.
Back in the saddle, you know?
Yeah.
Are you going to make a move?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ryan and I are both going to enter a polyamorous relationship with Melinda Gates.
That's a lot of money on the line.
Hope you signed
young,
a prenup.
You know, we're mm-hmm. young, and I'm sure, you know, we may not be in, like, the best of shape, but...
She doesn't care about money anymore. She has infinite money for the rest of her life. So mm-hmm. now she's just trying to seek out something better than money. And what is that? YouTuber penis.
YouTuber peni.
Mm, yep.
Plural. Good one.
Or penis.
As in like nice catch.
Yeah.
You guys should approach her docked first and then pull out.
We can't. We don't have foreskin.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Approach her docked.
You can get like
man.
A Chinese finger trap. And then
we must undock ourselves. That's the sound it makes.
What's the thing? Of your penis?
When two men undock, it's like...
It's like a transformer.
It's very mechanical.
I want to see two Transformers docking, and it's very like that. Now that would be a good Newgrounds animation from 2009.
Meet Canyon.
Go ahead, buddy. We got your DaBaby sticker in the mail today. Thank you.
He sent you a DaBaby sticker?
Well, we're part of his Patreon, and every month he sends out a new sticker in the mail. And so we have a door in our office, in our workroom. We have a door that's like glass panels, and every month when we get our Meat King sticker, we put a different sticker on. And we just finished one column, and today was the first one of a new column. And it was DaBaby, where he's going, let's go.
That's a great bonus.
So that means regular show will probably be the next sticker, maybe?
That, yeah.
Have you seen the most recent one?
I haven't watched the regular. I watched a little clip from it.
He posted like the whole thing on Instagram.
Yeah, man. Hunter's a great guy. You guys should get Hunter on Off Canny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forward me your information. Forward me your information.
He's a really, really cool guy.
I watched your guys' podcast with him.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty funny.
Thanks, man. He's a funny dude.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys are funny guys. You almost have a million subscribers, right?
Well, I think the reason that we haven't hit a million is only funny people are allowed to have a million subscribers.
You're gonna.
And that's
get
why
there.
We. That's what I think
only
every year.
People.
Every year I'm like, every year it feels like we're just almost there.
I'm actually like it's like year five and we haven't hit a million subs. But you know what? There's almost this weird part of me that kind of like I've liked the kind of smaller community feeling. Of our
of 900,000 as opposed to a million.
No. But like I like if we had like 10 million subs, I don't think it'd be the same. Like I really like our community.
Oh, we're not talking 10. I just 1M, you know.
You yeah. guys are the blueprint for real of like duos. Like when I think like a pot, like a good duo, exactly what I would want to like have in a duo. You guys are the blueprint for sure.
Dude, thank you.
That's very sweet.
That's super sweet. Mm-hmm.
Is it the, you know, the kind of tall, skinny? Like, is it also like the physical kind of like what you picture out as?
It's just the mesh. You guys mesh so well. It's like When I started working on Off Candy, I was like, Super Mega is the blueprint for like how to do this well.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, dude. You're making my heart blush right now.
More live action, please. Thank you.
Okay.
No.
We definitely need to.
Just more gaming.
We get in the biggest slumps and we feel the worst mentally, like when we're not doing live action mm-hmm. shit. And then whenever we do it, we get so excited again. It just kind of like, there's this stupid ebb and flow for some reason of like us releasing it.
Your guys' live action shit is like so funny.
Thanks, man. Thank you. We got a lot more planned right now. Not shot. We do actually. I showed you a clip from one that we're gonna make when Ryan comes back.
What? The music video?
No, the clip we shot last year that's going in the video this year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. He's a great actor, right? Wasn't that incredible? Yeah,
I don't know how you guys do that.
Do what?
Like, even just early in the podcast, you were like pretending to be someone's like skydiving coach.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I buy into that. I can't act. I just start smiling.
I feel like there's there's that barrier you have to break of like, mm-hmm. like being uncomfortable.
What you got
to
do?
That's why, it's easier to do it with like people. Like, I wouldn't probably be doing that. And like, mm-hmm. when I came over the other night, I was probably like, I don't know. I was
going to do voices. You were on crack.
I was super high too.
But we got that Papa John's.
The Papa John's pizza shit.
Dude, that shit was delicious.
But I'm definitely more like comfortable in like a small group setting or like if it's just Matt and I. So like I feel like I can do that more. Mm-hmm. But like if I'm put in like a bigger group, I think I just feel like I'm put on the spot, I guess.
You should try to get that like Marvel check. You see how they like just make people ripped?
Dude, I would love to like get an agent and maybe they throw me in a Marvel movie, but I think I missed out.
Dude, if you got an agent, you could legitimately start being in like TV shows and movies, I think, because you were that good of an actor. You already have a following and you're very charismatic and handsome.
You could easily be Kumail Nanjiani in Eternals.
I could take his place.
Yeah.
You could you could legitimately like I don't want you to get an agent because I already know what's going to happen. You're going to start being things and you're going to be too big and leave me behind.
There are far more talented and beautiful mm-mm.
You're destined to be an actor, Ryan,
who have worked harder, who are going to go their whole life chasing like acting and not gonna make it, and you're telling me like,
yeah,
like that's just because the world is unfair. You know, there's very few people that make it through.
You're a great actor though, and you're handsome, and here's the thing, Ryan,
it's very sweet.
You carry the weight in Super Mega and the
I do carry most of the weight.
In the handsomeness and the acting,
you know, I was jiggling my tummy when I said that.
The looks and the acting chops. That's what he carries the weight in with Super Mega. I carry the weight in shitting myself in the shower. And
but it provides like the most entertaining stories. You're a very vivid storyteller.
Thank you, man.
And a very...
I learned from the best.
Very beautiful human being.
This is adorable. I love this.
Well, you started this, man. You started getting this on this sappy shit.
I'm sorry,
Jacob,
dude.
I mean,
I'm off the Henny.
We admire you as well, man. You are very, a very cool content creator. And Off Candy,
I want to apologize for never getting back on when you had that thing like prepared for me on the Epic SMP server.
It's fine, man.
It just so happened. I just had a spiral,
dude.
Like right after that, I didn't stream at all afterwards. I haven't streamed since.
Yeah.
Trevor shouldn't have started a server if he couldn't carry it through. So,
what was it, by the way?
Since it's
deleted now.
I spent 2 weeks. I got all your stuff in chat. I took all the stuff out of your house. I built like a new like area to hide it in, and I made like a treasure hunt all the way. to a cabin in the middle of the woods that I built really nicely.
Oh my God.
And you go in the basement that's under a hidden rug and you walk to the end of the hallway, and when you open the chest, it closes the doors behind you and it explodes.
That's badass.
That would have been the perfect like end.
Ryan, you did some... I just saw people talking about
that's
it.
That's so fucking good.
I spent two
I loved
weeks
your Joker like, arc. I'm yeah. just staring at me across the way.
And I prepped the whole video. Skin. I prepped the whole video where it's like a link. You click it and it opens. It's like, hello, Ryan.
That's awesome. No, it's not deleted.
So good.
It's not
I'm
deleted.
So
you can go
sorry.
Back on the map.
I still have the server.
It's not the same though.
Yeah.
I wish I had gone back on, but I just like wasn't in the mood to stream.
I would have. I mean, I would have gotten on if Trevor hadn't just done such a horrible job managing it and ditched it after.
Yeah, he
going
just gave
on
everyone admin powers.
Yeah, it's fucking awful. And the
it
way
was
he
fun
kept,
though.
The way
I
he could, kept
I you, saved my ass so many times mm-hmm. by teleporting.
I did too, and then people got mad at me. Like, stop! And I'm like, man, bitch, I'm gonna play Minecraft. How I want to play Minecraft, pussy.
So when's the next one? When's Epic S&P 2?
Well, Ryan and I were thinking about starting a new Minecraft server and an S&P.
Ooh.
Dream S&P 2. We're going to play with Dreaming Corpse.
All right.
You don't like Corpse?
I feel like... why is his voice like that?
It's because it's a medical thing.
Yeah.
Like he has like some gastro something.
I heard his like
is that MG, really?
I heard his MGK song and he got loud on it and I was like, ooh, that's better.
What he does well.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's perfect at it. Like he's in terms of that, like the music that he's creating. Like I'm not gonna say like, oh dude, he's awful. Because, like, he's good at what he's doing.
Choke
me. I think, at least.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy the music that what I don't know what the genre is.
I ran into Savage Gasp the other day.
What is that genre of music?
TikTok.
Is it really just called
TikTok? No, I don't know. That's rap.
SoundCloud.
What he makes is like, yeah, it's like SoundCloud rap.
Very 2016 sort of like X the kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had a dream about X last night. I don't remember what it was.
Did you kiss him?
No.
No. Okay.
You ever had a celebrity death that was like, damn?
Steve Irwin was the big one for me.
Really?
That tore me up as a kid.
Epstein. Michael Jackson from Steve Irwin tore you up. Well, I've said this before. The one that really got me.
Robin Williams is another one that was like hard, but like nothing hurt me like in terms of celebrity death. Like and Steve Irwin. I used to watch Steve Irwin all the time with my dad and just like. Croc Diaries, and like I remember going to the movie theater because they actually made like a Crocodile Hunter scripted movie, really bad, but it was Steve Irwin.
MF Doom got me.
Yeah, that was like
that was so just so sudden, and also it's like he's also been dead for 2 months. That one really made me really upset because I love MF Doom.
You?
I think it was probably X, because like not because he was a good person, I think, but like. I had found his music on SoundCloud when he wasn't like popular.
Oh, so like when he was like
for all that Jocelyn Flores.
Like literally his first song I heard it, I was like, oh, I'll follow this guy. And I listened through his whole career and like followed him the whole way through. And then him just being like,
it just felt weird to just go out.
Yeah, just like he's so young too. Like he's my age as well. So it's like, oh my God, he's my age. And he just got shot and killed.
I was in Japan when he died and I found out because I saw on the news a picture of him. And it said XXX Tentacion San, blah, 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 with like a bunch of Japanese. And I just recognized the character for death. And I was like,
It's just weird when you like follow
especially,
someone.
Especially, yeah, I can imagine.
It's weird when someone you follow dies. Like, there's this YouTuber that I used to watch years ago for ASMR stuff. And I forgot about her for like 2 years. And I looked her up the other night. And I was like, oh, she hasn't posted in a while. I saw the comments were all like, rest in peace. I was like, oh my gosh, she died. She
That's
overdosed.
So personal too, because she's like, she's whispering to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's always just weird when like a creator that you follow dies, especially if you feel like you know them because you watch them so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think like what would really, Tom Hanks would really get me. I'd be very sad if Tom Hanks died. And Chet by extension. probably more sad if Chet died. What celebrity would wreck you the most before we end the podcast?
Right now? Probably like, it's going to sound dumb, but probably like Bo Burnham, because I watched him a lot. Like I watched him on YouTube, and then he got a special on Comedy Central. It was much like that, where like I like found him on YouTube, like doing his shtick, and then I really loved the specials that he did on Netflix. I thought they're like fun and creative, and I just kind of like always liked just his sense of humor and shit like that, and his shows. I just think they're super fun. And he's like gonna come back, and I don't know. Just he's a smaller creator too, and I can't think of anyone else because like for some reason it gets to this point and it sounds shitty, but like when a celebrity is so famous, I'm not like it's not like I expect them to die, but it's like their death comes off as more of like this big event than like something a little more personal.
When Donald Trump dies, it's gonna be such a big like thing for. A big time.
Yeah, the death of the greatest president. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
It's greatest revolutionary in American history.
First president to troll.
Yeah.
First black president, too.
What would be yours?
Probably you guys. Yeah.
Hey.
If we died right now, I'm sure that would wreck you. Hey. That would wreck you. That would fuck you up.
I got news for you,
Two
Jacob.
People drop dead in the middle of conversation.
Oh, my God.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list.
We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews. But now, we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.